The Jimmy Durante Show, sponsored by the Rexall Drug Company, will be heard immediately following an address by President Truman. For this address, we take you to the White House.
Good evening. From the White House, you are about to hear an address by President Harry S. Truman, who is speaking on behalf of the opening of the security loan drive. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, I'm speaking to you tonight about something that each of us as individuals can do to contribute to the winning of the peace. That is the purchase of United States savings bonds. Any workable program for world peace must depend upon a sound, strong, and expanding American economy. When we buy savings bonds, we contribute directly to the strength of our economy, upon which so much depends. By investing in savings bonds, we are fighting inflation, which is still our greatest economic danger. At the same time, we are building toward the economic security of ourselves and our families. At such a time as this, all of us can serve both ourselves and our country by saving all we can against the day when we can spend our dollars to better advantage. Our economic system, which has given us the greatest productive power and the highest standard of living in the world, is based upon individual enterprise, industry, and thrift. We need these qualities at all times in order to prosper. Under present world conditions, we need them more than ever before. Tomorrow, April the 15th, the nation launches its security loan campaign. As your president, I ask each of you to back the security loan to the limit by buying extra savings bonds, by signing up for payroll savings plans, where you work, or the bond a month plan where you bank, and by volunteering to help sell bonds to others. This is the most important campaign for the United States savings bonds we have had since 1945. It calls for everything we can put into it. It calls for volunteer work in every community, freely and patriotically given. It requires enough volunteers to talk to every American where he works or where he lives. The experience of all the war loan drives has proved that if Americans who can buy bonds are asked personally to buy them and told the personal and national reasons for buying them, the goal will be reached. Last Thursday, the city of Sandusky in Erie County, Ohio, began a week's campaign to sell their share of the security loan bonds in advance of the national campaign. Sandusky and Erie County wanted to be the first in the nation to do the job and show the country how well it can be done if everybody pitches in. Volunteers set out to visit every factory, office, farm, and home in Erie County. The newspapers and radio stations and every civic, fraternal, veterans, women's, and farm organization backed them up. I am happy to be able to tell you that Sandusky and Erie County oversubscribed their goal by 25% in 1 week. What Sandusky and Erie County have done in 1 week, every community and county in the United States can do beginning tomorrow. How well you do the job in your community will depend upon the number and the spirit of the volunteers who tackle it. This is a call to the Minutemen and women to rally again to build up the defenses of our national economy. For, as the slogan of the security loan puts it, America's security is your security. This campaign presents to us a responsibility and an opportunity. Every dollar that a family puts into savings bonds now will be a dollar building for the family's security. It will be a dollar fighting against inflation and high prices. It will be a dollar working to win the peace.
You have just heard an address by the President of the United States speaking on behalf of the opening of the security loan drive. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
On behalf of the Rexall Show, I want to tell you, Mr. President, that was a great speech. And believe me, you're the best guest star we've had this year.
From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show.
A-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink-a-dink. Oh, what a tune! Oh, Kenny.
Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and back with us tonight, our Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Stop the music. Ladies and gentlemen, I got news that just bursting to be announced.
Well, what is it, Jimmy? Tell me. I'm all ears.
Don't be self-conscious, Mr. Petrie. I'm all news. Let me tell you about it. I was sitting at my piano the other day, but my mind was ill at ease. They were coming to take it away that afternoon. I was all by myself in a mellow mood, improvising symphony. My right hand was playing Mozart's Minuet, and at the same time, my left hand was playing Have a Banana from Carmen. At the same time, my mouth was whistling a sextet from Luigini's. And while all this was going on, what do you think my foot was doing? While keeping time, it was cracking walnuts. You see, I had to eat too. Then in the midst of my soliloquy, a strange feeling came over me. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I found it. I found it. The lost cart. That's it, the lost cart. Wait a minute. I found the cart. Go out and find your own cart. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost cart. It hasn't changed. I'll have my name in the Hall of Fame, 'cause I went and found that lost chord. Everyone knows Tchaikovsky wasn't recognized as a genius for 200 years. Bach wasn't recognized for 300 years. Beethoven wasn't recognized for 400 years. I can't wait that long. I've only got 2 changes of clothes. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost cause. Ladies and gentlemen, how I struggled. I worked my brain to the bone. First I put an A flat with a B minor. Then I put a B minor with an F major. Then I put an F major with a B minor. Then I tried an A and a B and a B and a G and a G and an E and an E and a D and a B and a G and a G and a D and a T and a G and a B and a G. What kind of a piano is this? No apostrophes. People said I was mad. But that didn't discourage me. They said Mozart was mad. They said Puccini was mad. They said Louis was mad.
Who's Louis?
My uncle, he was mad. Soon my efforts bore fruit and I found it. The lost chord. Music lovers, do you realize what you're hearing? I'll play it again. What happened to it? That ain't the chord. Neither is that. And neither is that. And neither is that. I've lost the chord, a catastrophe. Lock the doors. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sit down on the keyboard of this piano until the chord is returned. That's it. The lost chord. I found it. I found it by sitting on the piano keyboard. I'll try it again. Very strange. I usually play by ear. So let's celebrate. I'm feeling great. I'm the guy that found the lost chord.
Now is the time to fill your medicine cabinet with fine Rexall drug products. For the Rexall Original 1 cent sale started today in thousands of Rexall drug stores from coast to coast. You can get 2 of many Rexall items for the price of 1, plus 1 cent more. Rexall's Original 1 cent sale runs through next Saturday, April 17th.
2 for the price that you paid for, 1 plus a penny more, so be sure to run and save dollar bills by the peck and fail at Rexall's Original 1 cent sale.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Thank you, Mr. Petrie, and your musical agro... Boy, I'm having fun learning how to read. Thank you, Mr. Petrie, and your musical aggregation, too. I got it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time we...
Pardon me, is this a soap opera?
No, what do you want with a soap opera?
I have some scandies I'd like to rinse out.
Why, it's Victor Moore. Victor, this comes as quite a surprise. Don't tell me you do your own washing.
Well, I have to, Jimmy. My maid makes so many mistakes. Last week, instead of using a washing machine, she did all my laundry in the Mixmaster.
She did your laundry in a Mixmaster?
Yeah, I'm wearing the only shorts in town with lemon meringue fringe.
You must sit in a dish of ice cream for me some night. I'd like to see how you look a la mode.
Now, don't try to sweet-talk me. While I was away last week, you had Dorothy L'Amour on the program. What's she got that I haven't got?
Nothing, Victor, but hers is put up in a neater package. That's one bundle I wouldn't mind paying the wrapping and maidle charges on. But tell me, how do you spend your little 7-day hiatus?
Well, Jimmy, last week I went back to my old love, the circus. Clyde Beatty's wild animal show was in town. I was down there every day.
Victor, you're an old circus man?
Am I? Why, I knew the hippo when he didn't have a potamus. But, Jimmy, you were in that circus show, Jumbo, weren't you?
Yeah, and I'll never forget the opening night when the Tin Man married a fat lady, and for a wedding present, he had her tattooed.
The Thin Man had the fat lady tattooed?
Yep, and now he's very happy with her. She gives him shade in the summer, heat in the winter, and moving pictures all year round. What a lucky guy.
Well, so long, Jimmy. I'll see you later.
Victor, where are you going?
I want to get there before the prices change.
But enough of this conversation, which is devasticating at best. I got more pressing matters at hand. And here comes one of the matters I'd like to press. Peggy Lee.
In person?
Hiya, Peggy. Look who's back with us tonight. My only rival for your affections, Victor Moore.
Why, hello, Vicky baby.
Hello, darling.
Say, don't tell J-I-M-M-Y, but I think you're awful C-U-T-E.
Oh, thanks, Peggy. Say, how about a D-A-T-E?
Okay, I'll be home at I'll be H-O-M-E at S-E-V-E-N.
What a sneaky way to keep me out of the conversation.
You know I love you, Jimmy boy. And you can do me a big favor. Do you either one of you fellas know where I can find an apartment?
Well, to tell you the truth, Peggy, I'm looking for a place myself. We're going to need more room come the 1st of May.
Victor, you mean?
Yeah. My police dog is expecting rookies.
Gosh, it seems like everybody's looking for a place to live. Jimmy, you're a political candidate. Why don't you do something about the housing problem?
Peggy, that's a great idea you put in my head. And it's a neat trick. I have my hat on. But, Peggy, while Victor and I confer on the housing shortage, would you mind singing something pretty as only you can do?
Anything for you, Jimmy boy. Anything. You turn the tables on me. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you'd bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and the 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. You used to call me the top.
Yes, you were the top.
You put me up on a throne.
Do, do.
You let me me fall with a drop.
How you let me die.
And now I'm out on my own.
All alone, all alone.
But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me. The tables are turned, and oh, how I've learned. You turned the tables on me.
Rexall's original one-cent sale opened up today on the great big scale. You better hurry up and shake a leg. Go to Rexall's original. Take it, Peg.
Rexall's original one-cent sale lasts three more days, so don't you fail. To get lots of bargains in, you better be quick. Go to Rexall's original. Take it, Vic.
Two for the price that you pay for one plus a penny more. It's a lot of fun. Do all your shopping before the close of Rexall's original. Take it, no.
Rexall's original one-cent sale makes me want to sing like a nightingale. And you'll sing, too, when you get the hang of Rexall's original. Take it, gang.
The one-cent sale runs for 3 days more, so be sure you go to your Rexall store. The bargains there are big as a whale at Rexall's original one-cent sale.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Victor, the housing situation in this country is abdominal. Why, it's enough to give you an inferiority duplex.
I could correct him, but he might turn out to be right.
Believe me, Victor, when I straighten out the housing problem, I'm a cinch to be elected. Why, I'll carry the north, I'll carry the south, I'll carry the east. Poor little Connecticut slipped through my fingers.
What's your plan, Jimmy?
We'll tour the nation and find out how serious this housing problem really is. Is the gang ready, Peggy?
Ready and waiting, Jimmy.
Okay, Victor, grab my shirt. Thereby hangs a tale. Let's go! Any state in the 48 is great.
The 48 is great, and any state is the reason we should celebrate.
We ought to celebrate, and here's your invitation to cover the nation to see about the problem of housing.
We've arranged a tour with Durante and Moore.
Let's do a little carousing.
We have a magic carpet to take this trip.
We pull a string and away we rip.
Hey, where'd you get this magic carpet anyway, Jimmy?
It used to be the rug in a nightclub.
Well, how come there's so many holes in it?
That's for people who wanted to see the floor show. I got a million of them, a million of them. Any state in the 48 is great.
Then we're coming into one of our great cities.
It looks awfully familiar.
I recognize it.
It's Pennsylvania City of brotherly love.
Philadelphia.
Where history was given a pretty good shove.
Philadelphia.
For seeing sights, the city is swell.
Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell.
It's really quite tough to say half enough about
Philadelphia.
There it is, boys. Go on down and see how the housing situation is in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
Relax, boys. It's Hot Breath Houlihan.
Pass the chili sauce. She just barbecued my pigskin wallet.
What are you doing here, Hot Breath?
I belong here.
In the city of brotherly love?
Yeah. When it comes to love. Oh, brother.
If I only had a brother like this.
Say, you're kind of cute, loverless.
It gets around. It gets
around. I had that line last week, but... that's enough. Now, that's enough, Victor. Well, look, Miss Houlihan, as part of my campaign, we're investigating the housing shortage. Tell me, has it affected you?
Not a bit. I'm very happy with my home. I have a beautiful trailer.
The part you pull it around with ain't bad either. But isn't a trailer inconvenient? In the wintertime, what do you do for heat?
With me, that's no problem. I'm the last of the red-hot mamas.
How come you lasted longer than the rest of them?
I, kept my pilot light going.
Ouch!
Can it stink in the 48 is great?
Do you know where we are now, Victor?
I see an awful lot of automobiles.
Let's see Lucy Day.
It's Detroit in Michigan.
And you can see it's full of action, full of industry.
They work day and night to keep the nation supplied with automobiles that they can ride.
The city is busy.
The face is dizzy.
The wheels are going.
The factory whistle's blowing.
In Detroit.
Housing situation is like in the motor capital.
Detroit, the home of the automobile typhoons.
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. Say, while we're here, why don't you pick up a new car?
I got a new car. It's a 1947 push-button convertible. What a car. You push a button, the top stays where it is, but the bottom falls out.
Well, let's talk to this used car dealer. Maybe he knows where there's a housing development.
Pardon me, sir. I take it you're the owner of this used car lot. My name is Jimmy Durante, and standing here beside me is...
A Stanley Steamer with the oversized trunk rack. I'll give you $40 for it.
And I'm no Stanley Steamer. I haven't been able to get any steam up in 20 years.
Listen, sir, you're laboring under a misapprehension. We're here making a survey on the housing problem.
Oh, don't talk to me about houses. Don't talk to me about houses. How can I afford a house with automobile prices the way they are today? This afternoon, I sold a 1912 Maxwell, and all I got for it was $6,000.
Now, wait a minute. Pull yourself together.
Oh, you don't know what I've been through. I have to live here on this lot in a 12-room trailer. Oh, it's horrible, horrible. There's no room.
No room?
No room for my money. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Turn off your ignition before you burn out your battery.
But you don't know what it's like to be a used car dealer. Nobody loves me. Why, yesterday, two of my own skywriters went up and they wrote, "We hate you."
Please, please. Get your head off of my shoulder. You're shrinking my suit.
And look at this trailer that I've got to live in. What a mess. What a mess. I don't like the den. I don't like the library. I don't even like the ballroom.
Well, why don't you get your wife to clean it up?
I don't like her either.
Like your wife, why don't you get rid of her?
I'd like to, but nobody will give me a trade-in.
Well, I'm sure the government will take a hand in such a worthy housing problem. Tell me, sir, what is your name?
You just tell them that you were talking to the smiling Irishman.
Thank you, Billy Vine. Thanks, Billy. And the state in the 48 is great.
Jimmy, the carpet is moving fast.
Yeah, we seem to be heading farther away from everything.
We're going to a very far-off land to meet some very interesting characters.
We're going out of this world.
Right into fairyland.
Out of this world and it's grand. In the land of Mother Goose and the little boy Blue.
and a little old lady who lived in the shoe.
Jack the Giant Killer was really a man.
And then there's old Mother Hubbard and Peter Pan.
We're out of this world.
In Fairyland.
Go on down, boys. Maybe Mother Goose will get a crush on you.
The situation must be crowded, Victor, when people have to come to Fairyland to find a place to live.
Yeah, Jimmy, but this is interesting. Look, there's old Mother Hubbard. Hiya, Mother Hubbard.
Ah, my cupboard is bare, my house is bare, everything is bare, 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 bare.
What is this, Fairyland or the Naked City? Look, Victor, here's a real housing shortage problem. Pardon me, madam, are you the woman who lives in a shoe?
With 37 children and a broken-down moccasin, do I look like queen for a day?
Just you and the 37 children? Where's your husband?
I had to divorce him. He wanted to settle down and raise a family.
Well, you seem very comfortable living here in your shoe, but how did you get up to the second floor?
Didn't you notice, Jimmy, it's an elevator shoe.
Ah, my boy is great at them shoe jokes. At Oxford, he was voted the student most likely to develop fallen arches. But look, madam, this is an awful big shoe. How do you pay the rent?
I work. I do Governor Dewey's laundry.
You do Governor Dewey's laundry?
Certainly. I'm the one who took the starch out of him in Wisconsin.
Take me home, Mr. Moe. Any state in the 48 is great.
Philadelphia.
Detroit.
Fairyland. You can travel north, south, east, or west.
Be happy if you got a place to build your nest.
It's great.
Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Stupendous.
Any state in the 48 is great. Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, the Rexall original 1 cent sale started today and runs through Saturday, April 17th. Thousands of Rexall drugstores from coast to coast offer you two of many Rexall items for the price of one, plus 1 cent more. Fill your medicine cabinet with reliable Rexall drug products now. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Touché, Howard, and I'd like to add, I save my money by the peck and the pail at the Rexall store at the 1 cent sale. Umbriago shops at Rexall, too. We buy a Rexall, that's all. How do you do?
Well, Rexall for tonight, folks. This program was produced and directed by Phil Cohan.
Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.